And I'm pleased to say my guest this afternoon has arrived. It's Pastor Mark Topp from the Storehouse Church. Good afternoon, Mark.
Hi, Andy. How are you, mate?
I'm fine. And your good self?
Not too bad, thank you. Yeah, very good.
And coming up to a busy time of year for you, isn't it?
Easter. Yeah, one of the busiest times in the Christian calendar. Yeah, Easter is always busy, but always rewarding and always good, so...
So what sort of things have you got coming up? A few special...
Special things. So we have a joint churches together in Dorchester, Walk of Witness starting on Good Friday at 9:30 at St Peter's, and weather dependent, because last year it absolutely chucks down. Mm-hmm. Weather dependent, we will finish down at the bottom of the cenotaph, where we'll have time of worship and I'm bringing the message. And if it is wet and windy and wild, I think the plan is that we will finish in the United Church at the bottom of the town as well. So that's mm-hmm. the plan.
Have you looked at the forecast?
My wife looked at the forecast yesterday, obviously being 2 weeks away, and said it's going to be wet. Mm. However, a lot can happen in the British weather, can't it, over 24 hours, let
alone
2 weeks.
Famously, you can have four seasons in one day in this country.
Yeah. I went to a football match once and literally had that. I went to watch Aston Villa play when I lived up in Tamworth, and in one 90-minute game, we had everything. Wind, rain, hail, sun. It was just gloriously crazy, but it was amazing.
Did I hear you mention you've got a messy event coming
messy
up?
Church, yes. Messy church, yes. So my church, the Storehouse Church, 3 Cambridge Road, we have messy church on Easter Saturday, 11 to 1. We are opening up to all the families to come and have fun and food and games and Easter bits and pieces. Go onto our Facebook page or onto our website, and hopefully you should see some information there and how you can get yourself a place. But we're going to be amazing. So
now, while you're there, I was having a chat with my window cleaner, believe it or not, last week, and we got talking about AI, you know, yeah. artificial intelligence, and he's saying he knows people who write sermons using AI. What do you think of that then?
I can understand why people do it. Wouldn't do it myself to write a whole sermon, in the same way that maybe I would help and use AI to kind of tidy up an email that I need to send. I might throw some ideas and get some inspiration, but I could never preach a whole message generated by an artificial computer.
Will it let you copy things and edit them?
Within reason. So I'd probably go, if I have used it in the sense of kind of for assemblies that I've done from some schools, help me get some ideas and thoughts together. But I need to have that input, and it gives you kind of like a bit of a skeleton maybe, and then you put the meat and to the bones to it. But I would never be comfortable preaching a sermon that has been artificially generated.
So would you say to it, you want to write a sermon for children, and it, so you give it
so
a
you put
guide.
Some ideas in. So what did we do? So I was in DMS a couple of weeks ago.
DMS?
Dorchester Middle School, right. For all those that live in Dorchester. Dorchester Middle School, the theme was, what's Easter all about? So put that into AI, what's Easter all about, gives you kind of some structure, some ideas, some interactive games and clips and stuff that you could use. Doesn't mean that I use them all, but I can have that as a starting point, and I can use that as building blocks to where I want to get to. I wouldn't just go, oh, I've got this assembly to do, I haven't prepared, what's AI going to give me? You have to put your stamp on it and your voice, but it's good to give you some ideas and to help you and get some things out there and say it in a different way and in a way that people would understand. But yeah,
I mean, it's a great tool. It's very handy for helping you write an email or something like that, isn't it? But you have to know when not to use it, where to draw the line.
Absolutely. And to preach a whole sermon that is AI generated just wouldn't sit right with me, so I wouldn't do it for that at all ever.
And what sort of response do you get from children? Is it quite good when you go to the schools?
Yeah, no, it's been amazing. as somebody who thought that my school ministry days were over when I finished doing youth work many years ago, it's kind of come back with a resurgence. I'm actually speaking at Puddletown Middle School's Easter service, two services they've got tomorrow morning, actually, which has been great. A great friend of mine, Sam, who works for Dorset Youth for Christ, he's also their collective worship lead at Puddletown, has asked me to come and speak, which is an incredible opportunity. And yeah, great to always share the message that I have of hope with young people, because I was around that age when I became a Christian myself. So I think it's very, very vital. And there, but a great response from the kids mostly.
Yeah, quite responsive at that age, aren't they?
Yeah, no, I think people respond to it lots of ages, but kids definitely, they're very much like sponges. They want to soak up information, and the kids nowadays are completely different to how they live their lives and what I had to go through when I was kind of early mid-teens to what they have to go through now with just the way that the world is. But they want truth, and I believe that we have a message of truth that everyone needs to hear. So
you say it's different, like the better way or a worse way?
Well, just think about, like, and obviously putting on my mental health first aid instructor hat on and knowing around kind of stress, anxiety, depression, I grew up and I didn't have a smartphone. Most kids now have a smartphone. You can't get away from bullying. You used to be able to, because it only happened at school, you get away. Now the constant, and we were talking about 24-hour TV just a minute ago before we were talking live on air, that social media is constant. You can't get away from it. So the pressures that young people face today, and I'm only going to be 41 later on this year. Last time I came on, I think I gave my wife's birthday away, so she wasn't very happy. But when... I wasn't a teenager that long ago, but how fast it's changed in the last 10, 15 years is massive. So I think the pressures that young people are under now are significantly more than what I was under, and I'm only 41, so it wasn't that long ago, compared to what, say, maybe my parents' generation, what your generation would be, what they went through as teenagers, completely different. So I think the stresses that life brings just at that tender age, I think there's definitely always a message that hope needs to be brought to them in that place. Yeah,
it is a bit scary, all of what goes on now, isn't it?
Absolutely. I'm a governor at Westfield, so both my boys have additional needs, and they had an issue with their IT earlier on this year, and that meant that their IT was wiped out. So the use of kind of internet and laptops and mobile phones and iPads was massively reduced, but they saw a huge change in the pupils as a result of that. And so they've made a decision that actually going back to using a lot of technology throughout the day is going to be the last resort, because they saw such a significant impact in the children's behaviour and just them generally in kind of being less stressed, less anxious. And so it kind of gets you scratching your head, doesn't it? Like, maybe they're a great idea, but maybe we don't need to use them all the time. So it's about a balance, I think, and finding the right balance.
They are addictive, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. My wife tells me I'm addicted to my phone. I could be sat sometimes with my phone, my iPad and the TV all on, and how I can watch three screens at one time, I never know, but I'll give it a good go. But absolutely, and as children, I think they have that addictive nature, because they're great, but also you need to know that there needs to be a balance, and there needs to be just a time frame where you can use that. When I was on my sabbatical a few years ago, I used that as a great opportunity to come off social media for a little while and to just put the phone away in the drawer and kind of learn some really good habits around healthy tech use is quite important. So
yeah, you've got to, you know, like everything, you've got to have a little bit of control, haven't you,
really? In proportion, yeah, absolutely.
Lovely. Well, thank you for coming in today, Mark.
Thank you, Andy.
And we'll see you soon. We'll have to arrange a date in a minute.
Amazing.
Okay, cheers.